This is David Flint for Can Do. Australians mustn't be sucked in by Labor's attempts to distract them from their mismanagement of the economy with social issues and especially by class warfare. Class warfare? This government of inner city elites doesn't represent the working class. As Kim Beazley's father complained as long ago as 1970, when I joined the Labour Party, it contained the cream of the working class. But as I look around me, all I see are the dregs of the middle class. As we saw yesterday, as soon as Tony Abbott mentioned poker machines, Julia Gillard jumped on that like a seagull chasing the last potato chip on Manly Beach. To pay for this cash splash, the $820 bribe, the Gillard government surreptitiously raised the limit on government borrowings to $300 billion. They're treating the national debt like some trade union boss's credit card. Just like the European Union, for whose benefit Gillard and Swan have given $7 billion of yours, the socialists never think of the time when money has to be repaid. This will be a burden Australians will carry for years and years. Australians are living under the most wasteful, incompetent, and deceitful government in our history. The important thing is not only to unseat them, it's to make sure that if the Australian people are similarly deceived again, they have the right, not a frivolous right, but a seriously considered thing, to recall that government. Australians everywhere have to understand one simple fact. John Howard inherited $96 billion of debt from Keating and Hawke. $96 billion? Tony Abbott will inherit three times as much. Three times as much debt that John Howard had to repay. And like any debt, Rudd and Gillard's will have to be repaid by us. Until next time, from Can Do.